This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah will take oath as the Chief Minister of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir today. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will administer the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar at 11:30 a.m. The Lieutenant Governor had invited Mr. Abdullah to form the government after his party emerged victorious in the recent assembly elections, which were held after the gap of 10 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government CHG in Islamabad today. He reached the Pakistan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the neighboring country. The SCO meeting is being held under Pakistan's chairmanship and Dr. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. India remains actively engaged in the SCO format, participating in various mechanisms and initiatives within the organization. The SCO-CHG meeting is held annually and focuses on the organization's trade and economic agenda. Dr. Jaishankar had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and ruled out the possibility of bilateral talks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the three Artificial Intelligence Centres of Excellence, COEs, announced is a very important stride in India's effort to become a leader in tech, innovation and AI. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that these COEs will benefit nation's Yuva Shakti and contribute towards making India a hub for futuristic growth. Earlier, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan unveiled the three AI Centres of Excellence. The COE in healthcare will be led by IIT Delhi and AIIMS Delhi. The AI COE in agriculture will be led by IIT Ropar, and the AI COE in sustainable cities will be led by IIT Kanpur. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her three-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu had held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major booster to Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering President visit reports that the President is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania. She will hold bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohammed Oud Ghazouani and other leaders. President Murmu will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a visit to Mexico and USA from today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from 17th to 20th of this month, Mrs. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable that will bring together global technology leaders, including the major Indian IT giants. Ms. Sitharaman will also hold the bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelio Ramirez de la O. Besides, she will also hold discussions with several members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. The Central Election Committee's meeting of the BJP was held at party headquarters in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders were present in the meeting. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. In Tamil Nadu, the Regional Meteorological Department has said a well-marked low-pressure area in Bay of Bengal, centered at around 490 kilometers near Chennai, is likely to cross North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra Pradesh coasts near Puducherry and Nellore tomorrow morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.